Here, the Pinkus takes a bit of an aside, but then he returns to the concept of mishpat, and that is that man is very, very unique among all the creatures of the world. We know, even taking the Maharal's construct, that all of nature is made up of matter and form. We have Chomer and we have Tzura. When we define something, we define it not by its matter, but by its form. This we view as a table, not a piece, not three pieces of wood, but a table. This is a book, not wood pulp. Anyway, that we define things by their form. And this is something which is very unique to man. If you were to ask a cow, what is this? He would say that's a wooden barrier. In other words, he sees, he senses, he feels the chomer. He doesn't see the form. He doesn't see the purpose for which it's used. Or take a better example, if we see a car, a cow would see a metal obstacle. A bull would simply see, if the car is painted red, a red flag. To the bull, it's irrelevant if it's a red piece of cloth or a red car. He just sees the external, and we see the internal. Taking this introduction, I think that we all agree that we have this ability to see form as opposed to matter. If I were to point to the sky and ask someone, what is that body up there in the sky which is shining? So during the day, we'd say, well, that's the sun. And during the night, we'd say, that's the moon. And if I were to say, well, what's the sun? Say, oh, the sun, that's a body of matter that gives forth energy and light. That's being a cow. Namely, we're talking about the matter of the sun. That's not the sun. When the Torah defines the sun, the Torah says that there was a day of creation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu put ma'orot b'ruki ha-shamayim li'os le'osos u'le'mawadim u'le'yamim u'le'shanim u'le'ha'ir al ha'aretz. Namely, that basically the sun was created as an instrument of HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting himself into the world, that the sun, by having eclipses, will predict the future for a part of the world. The sun and the moon will serve as the basis of a calendar. The sun and the moon will serve as the basis of a 24-hour day. And it also happens that the sun will serve as a source of light and of energy. All of this, putting it together, the sun was created to be a sign of the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. HaShamayim Esaprim Kavod Kel. That's what the sun should be to us. Namely, that everything is totally in perspective, but a person should have a broad perspective of what is the form of the sun, as opposed to what is the matter of the sun. And the form of the sun should be what HaKadosh Baruch Hu defined as form of the sun. It's in the language of Pinkus, Beria HaMegale Kavod Shamayim. We have a pasuk in the Haftorah of Parashas Bereishis, Kol HaNikra Bishmi Ulechvodi Barasiv Yitzartiv Af Asisiv, that everything is built, was created for the purpose of being Marbek Vod Shamayim, and that's the form of all of nature, including the sun and the moon. Perhaps this is what Chazal meant when they spoke of Moshe Rabbeinu having an Akspaklaria Hami'ira. It's not just that he had a finer vision in terms of his nevuah, that his nevuah was a flat screen as opposed to a curved screen, but that he saw everything in HaKadosh, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. He was able to see the entire Metzius as a bitui of Kvod Shamayim. Now, again, sometimes we do this, sometimes we don't do this. We're very, very selective. If we were to, if I were to build a model of the Chafetz Chaim and put it in front of you, and ask you to define what's here, so someone could define the Chafetz Chaim as 110 pounds of flesh and blood, which is true. A Chafetz Chaim was, let's assume, 110 pounds of flesh and blood, but that's missing the whole essence of the Chafetz Chaim. It's missing the whole essence of an individual who worked on himself, who had a derech in terms of his life, who was the lightning rod in terms of the world of Lashon Hara, who was a lighthouse in terms of Halacha Lamaisa. That's the Chafetz Chaim, namely to see the surah of the Chafetz Chaim as opposed to seeing the chomer of the Chafetz Chaim. tefillah was meant to screw our heads back on properly. It was meant to give us the proper perspective on life, to be able to see the tzura as opposed to the chomer, that at least when we're davening, we would all participate to a certain degree in the aspaklaria hami'ira of Moshe Rabbeinu. To put that which is important up front, and to push away that which is unimportant in the back. I mean, as much of some of us, or many of us, may be sports fans, I don't know whether, even if we lived in St. Louis, whether we'd be davening in Shemona Esrei that the Cardinals should win the World Series. In other words, that there's something, you know, it's a little out of whack. Even though Shema Koleinu, we're out to put it any bakasha. But Lechora would be a bit embarrassed to be Mevakesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Cardinals should win the World Series, which means that putting it into a perspective, this is nothing of the Tzura. This is pure Chomer. Now, it's that this is not something that Moshe Rabbeinu would have been ecstatic about. We can't picture Moshe Rabbeinu as a Steeler fan or as a Cardinal fan or as whatever team they had in Midian at the time or in Mitzrayim. You know, it's because he had the aspaklaria hamira. So normally we live a life where we tend to have a multi-valued system. Davening should be able, at least during that period of the 5 or 6 minutes take us to Esrei, to be able to return us to a sense of emes, because we're standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu is emes. So just as we pointed out that we have the Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodoya, which stem from our encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Pundar of Soloveitchik, you know, it's put the stress in terms of what is important, what's not important, who's the bakashos. Here, Rav Pinkus deals with this in terms of an aspaklaria hamira, that everything can be viewed in terms of its tzura or its chomer, and it's up to us to decide what we want to stress in our relationship with the different aspects of the world. I thought that perhaps this would be a pshat in the Maimar Chazal and Pirkei Avos, Hamafsik mi Mishnaso, Omer Mano, Ilan Ze, Harezim Mischaev Benavsho. For someone coming from YU, that Mishnah appears to be very, very strange. After all, learning is one manifestation of Avodas Hashem, and appreciating Kosh Baruch through nature is another manifestation of Avodas Hashem. That brings a person to Ahava. So why should I be Mischaev Benavshi? If I would stop learning to look at a woman, you know, walking by, and I have a taiva for her, so I understand that here I am involved in Avodas Hashem, and then my Yetzihara takes hold of me, and then my eyes are following this woman. But I'm just moving from one Avodas Hashem to the other Avodas Hashem. However, in the realm of Emes, everything is relative. Why in the world should I stop learning when I am involved in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word, and look at an aspect of the world which was nivra lechvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not on the same level as Torah, namely that when one is learning, when all should have an appreciation of emes and a sense of priorities, a sense of perspective of what is real and what is genuine, and to have certain dargot in terms of importance. Well, we're not learning, so then certainly it's better to appreciate the nature of God than to gossip or than to stam bimafatol Torah. However, in the middle of learning, hamafsik bimishnaso, so over here, that's the concept in terms of tefillah being a mishpat, tefillah being a din, that it puts the world into perspective. Just to start off the next topic, see the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Kaftes says something very, very strange about tefillas haderach, something that we wouldn't have said, I think, on our own. The Gemara says, "Kishata yotze baderach himolech bekonecha v'tzei," that before going on a trip, you should discuss this. Himolech, you should take advice from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only afterwards go on your way. Namely, that you should speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as to whether this trip is really necessary. Mai himolech bekonecha v'tzei. How do we fulfill this? This instruction of Chazal, Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, Zot Tfilas HaDerech. Chora, it's very, very strange. What is Tfilas HaDerech that we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to protect us from Mazikim and Chayos Raos Baderech have to do with Himolech Bekonecha Vetzei? Okay, that will start with Lineder tomorrow. Leave you in suspense.